Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist, joins the show. Why don't we begin with the news that we heard 2 days ago from Governor Mike DeWine and the now ability to play fall sports.
I'm trying to read between the lines here, but for me, he's seeing, you know, outdoor sports a little bit different than an indoor classroom. You can socially distance on the field a little bit, at least during practice and such. I don't know about the game. I've been saying it from the beginning. Anything outdoors is going to be safer than anything indoors. I'm not so sure about football. I'm not sure that sport is going to end up going forward. I see a lot of ways in which that could end up getting canceled if people catch COVID. I mean, think about baseball. You're, what, each different player's at a different base. And I think that could maybe go in some of your racing sports like swimming. So I do think there's some sports that could go safely.
And speaking of the kids, what are you seeing at UH Rainbow?
So far, our rates are holding about steady, which is great. While we do expect to see an uptick in pediatric cases, my biggest fear has always been for the staff and teachers. I'm just worried about it.
And some breaking news earlier in the week was the possibility of a saliva test and how the NBA was going to spend a lot of money for this saliva test. Is that going to be something that we can use moving forward, or is going to be available to us?
I hope so. I mean, there's a precedence for saliva testing. We do that for some other viruses. So I really do think that could be really great as long as there's enough reagent to run the test. That's what a lot of people forget. So in the early days of the pandemic, we were struggling with the actual kits themselves, the swab and the viral reagent. But what we're actually struggling with now is the reagent to run the test in the lab. If you don't have enough reagents to run the test, it's not going to make a big difference. So I'm going to hold off on getting too excited until I know a little bit more.
And we're clearly used to it by now. Governor Mike DeWine usually speaks around 2 o'clock, a new set of numbers. What should we be looking at in the numbers? It's every day we either see it's up or it's down, or we see rates and different things. What should we really be focusing on, or maybe what you're focusing on in the medical community?
There's two big numbers that we watch in medicine. One is our hospitalization rate. We're keeping an eye on that. Bed capacity, especially coming into flu and RSV season on the pediatric side. The other number we watch is that positivity rate. What percent of symptomatic people who are getting tested have COVID, and you really want that rate to be 5% or less.
Well, that's great info as always. We'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, keep the masks on, and at some point in time, we'll come out of the other side of this.
That's right. One day I'll call in and we'll talk about something boring like
that would be great.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.